From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties following North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting in Beijing Wednesday with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but they remain divided over how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday that his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program, but did not mention any specific penalties. The United Nations Wednesday launched an appeal for $393 million in humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan this year to meet the acute life-saving needs of millions of people across the country. Mark Bowden, the UN humanitarian coordinator, said Wednesday that the support would be related to food, health care, nutrition, and safe water. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for faster research on the quick-moving Zika virus, which is spread by mosquitoes and has been linked to a rise in birth defects in Brazil. President Obama urged better diagnostic tests and the development of vaccines and treatments against the virus, which the World Health Organization has said it's likely to spread. VOA News. 2015 was a year of increasing repression across much of Africa, according to the annual report from Human Rights Watch. The rights group says many African countries, especially in East and Central Africa, imposed new restrictions or pressure on opponents, journalists, rights activists, and often to meet electoral goals. This is the group's executive director, Kenneth Roth, speaking at a news conference in Istanbul.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
The report says countries including Ethiopia, Angola, Zimbabwe, and Swaziland ignored calls to reform draconian laws and policies meant to suppress any potential opposition. The UN envoy to Libya warned Wednesday that the political process in the country's parliament was taking too long, which would allow for the further expansion of the Islamic State group in the region. Martin Kobler told a news conference in Tunis that changes to the country's peace deal are possible after the internationally recognized parliament rejected one article of the agreement.
I urge the respect, and here I have the authority of the Security Council of the United Nations behind me, I urge the respect for the stipulations of the agreement. And it says if there are changes, if some things cannot be accepted, there is a mechanism in place.
On Monday, Libya's House of Representatives voted against the unity government proposed under that peace deal. Hundreds of migrants and refugees continue to arrive daily on the Greek island of Lesbos, and volunteers say their already perilous journeys are being made even less safe by substandard life jackets. Irish volunteer Amy cut open a jacket to show the cheap plastic packaging used to fill many of the jackets.
These are life jackets that are made in Turkey. They're made for very cheap, and they're made with layers of packaging that you would use to package maybe a television or maybe something fragile like glass, but not human life.
Many of the jackets have an official-looking label. However, volunteers say they're not able to support human life at sea. You can read details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.